verses 23 through 29. Now there were 12 sons of Jacob, the sons of Leah, Reuben, Jacob's firstborn, then Simeon and Levi, and Judah and Issachar and Zebulun, the sons of Rachel, Joseph and Benjamin, the sons of Bilhah, Rachel's maid, Dan and Naphtali, the sons of Zilpah, Leah's maid, Gad and Asher. These are the sons of Jacob who were born to him in Padan Aram. Jacob came to his father Isaac in Mamre at Kiriath Arba, that is Hebron, where Abraham and Isaac had sojourned. Now the days of Isaac were 180 years, and Isaac breathed his last and died, and was gathered to his people, an old man of ripe age, and his sons Esau and Jacob buried him. It's important, why is it important to immediately tell us these are the 12 sons after just telling us what Reuben did? Well, I think the sages have an interesting teaching, and this time I agree with them. It's important for us to know that in spite of Reuben's sin, he's still one of the sons. And in fact, he is still going to be given preference because of his firstborn status. But this is also important because of what's about to happen in the life of Jacob and his sons. He is about to reunite with his father Isaac. Do you remember who Isaac is? Isaac is the child of promise, and his life also typifies the Messiah. He's the father of Jacob and Esau, and he's waiting for this promise that God has made to him that through his offspring, kings and kingdoms and a great nation is going to come to bear. And Jacob has been out of the country all these years, and now he's about to be reunited with Isaac. And it's important for you and I to understand and not to miss the prophetic picture that when Jacob appears before Isaac, he will appear with all the tribes of Israel intact. Now, I'm not going to go into all the details of the significance of that. We'll get into it later in the life of Joseph. But it is exactly what Micah was talking about. It's exactly what God was telling to Rachel in Jeremiah chapter 31 when he tells her not to weep, that when the Messiah returns and all of the tribes are united to him, guys, all the tribes are going to be there. All the tribes of humanity are going to be there. But beyond that, all the tribes of Israel are going to be there. All 12 of them. And I read Christian books all the time, and I hear of professors who stand and teach their students, Israel is no more, Israel is not important, Israel is gone. And I say to you, au contraire, mon frère, God has something to say about that. He says, Rachel, don't weep. Your sons are coming home. He said it in Jeremiah. He said it in Micah. And he patterns it here when Jacob is about to be reunited with Isaac. This picture of the suffering servant Messiah, this picture of the sacrificial son. Guys, someday when Jesus comes back, all of the house of Israel is going to be there. And you may be sitting here thinking, well, Brent, so what? What does that mean to me? Well, let me simplify it just by saying this. If he is not faithful to the tribes of Israel, who have all these promises, what makes you think he is going to be faithful to you? And if you don't believe that he's going to be faithful to his promises to them, why should he be faithful to his promises to you? When you read in Revelation that every tribe, language, and nation will be there, do you believe that? That's the question. Yes? Do you also believe that when he says all the tribes of Israel and the sons of Jacob will be there? Do you believe that? You should, because those 12 sons of Jacob stand as priests, and they stand in place for the rest of the nations. And we need them. It's part of the reasons why, one of the reasons why this ministry cares so much about bringing the sons of Israel to faith in the Messiah. Because we have that responsibility. Well,